What's going on, my friend? Tony Steffen here, back with another episode of the School of Success podcast. I am doing a podcast. I'm videoing this as well. I'm very excited to talk to you about this thing. So today is Monday when I'm recording this. I don't know when I'm going to post this, but today is Monday. And the thought that came to my mind, the message I wanted to tell my clients today, and then now the message I'm sharing to you, whoever you are, wherever you're listening, is one simple word. But before I tell you what that word is, when you normally think about Monday, right, we think about, you might be guessing, motivation, right? Like everywhere on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, wherever it may be that you're searching for, there's Monday motivation, right? There's a quote, there's a story, there's a image of a dude with a six pack of abs saying, crush it today. Monday motivation, hashtag get it, bro. Hashtag get you some, right? You don't need that. You don't need motivation. Here's the thing. And this is what I tell all of my clients, you know, whether it's a mentorship client, a dietitian, or a nutrition, a training, a fat loss client. If you like need motivation for your goals, you're not selecting the right goals. Your why is not powerful enough, right? Like your reasoning behind taking action is not strong enough if you wake up every day and say, I need motivation. So you need to reassess. If you wake up every day and say, I lack motivation, it's not the motivation. You lack a strong enough reason of why you are taking action. And that's the word for today. I gave it away. It's action, okay? But before I get into that, again, if you lack motivation, why is it? Like, what are you trying to move away from? So if you're trying to lose weight, right? Well, like you need to discover the pain, the uncomfortableness, the frustration, the anxiety that holding on to the excess weight or the excess body fat, or the way you feel in your clothes, the way your energy feels throughout the day, the health, the way your, you know, doctor told you if you don't make changes, you're going on diabetes medication. Like that reason alone needs to be powerful enough to force you to take action. The pain caused by that outcome that you do not want needs to be powerful enough to make you take action. And when that reason is powerful enough, you don't ever need hashtag Monday motivation. Okay. So that was kind of a tangent there, but today we're talking about action. That's it. And this is going to be very short, very simple. That's all you need right now to move you from where you are to where you want to go. It's action. You don't need to plan anymore because you've already been planning. Let's be honest. Let's be honest with each other, right? You've been planning. You've been researching. You've been thinking. You've been contemplating, right? You've been watching the YouTube videos, listening to the podcast, watching the Instagram videos. And now it's time to move forward, okay? I love the quote from Winston Churchill. I'm a big Churchill nut. Just wrote a blog about it. Right, I was in London. I saw the Churchill bunkers. I read the book. It's amazing, amazing person. And he said, "I am more afraid of inaction than action. Inaction, standing still, scares me more than making the wrong choice." And he was tasked with the responsibility of fighting off tyranny, oppression, and literally waging war against an oppressor by himself on a tiny ass island with 300,000 soldiers trapped in France. And his thought was, I am more afraid of inaction. I am more afraid of standing still than making the wrong choice. So if he had the balls, excuse my language, but if he had the balls to think like that and just to be focused on action when the weight of the free world was on his shoulders, why are you waiting and overthinking and overly contemplating starting on your health and fitness journey? Why are you overthinking and waiting and stopping yourself because, quote, you're not ready to take action towards running that marathon? Why are you researching more and coming up with all the excuses in the world of you're too busy, you don't have the time, you don't have the motivation, your website isn't ready, your Instagram following isn't big enough, that's preventing you from taking action? Those are false things, my friend. I'm saying this because I love you and because I care about you as a friend and as someone who's been there. I can only talk about this because I've been there myself. Remember, if you followed my content for a while, I told myself from the age of 18 to the age of 25 or 26, I didn't have the, quote, genetics to compete in men's physique. This is a lie. I told myself from the age of 18 to, I think, 25, 26. 26 was a big year for me, I guess, that I did not have the knowledge or the time or the resource, everything I just listed out previously of why I could not start that business. I just didn't take action. So that's what you need. Okay. I don't need to explain it any further. I don't need to provide you with any more examples. You don't need any more motivation or rah-rah from me. It's action. So today, what can you do? What's one thing? It doesn't need to be 10. It doesn't need to be 5. What's one thing you can do to move you towards your goal? If you don't know your goal, go back. Okay. Go back and say, where am I at today? And where are my frustrations? Okay. Like, what is causing you frustration? Is it your health? Is it your wealth? Is it your relationships? Is it your career or fulfillment? Okay, great. What's the pain? Why is it painful? How can we move away from it? What would moving away from it look like? And then what's one thing you can do today, not tomorrow, not Friday, not after you plan and write it out in journal and meditate and pray? No, what can you do right now, today, before the day ends to move you towards that goal? That's it. That's all you have to do. One action item. And if you're sitting there and saying, but Tony, I get that. I will do that. I just don't know what that first step should be. Then hire somebody, okay? Hire a mentor. Hire somebody who is years ahead of where you are in doing what you currently want to do, whether it's your health and fitness, whether it's your nutrition, whether it's your financial status, or whether it's creating that business. Just hire somebody. Don't waste time. Don't try and figure it out on your own. That's what I used to do. Okay, so I did start taking action and I bought courses, I bought ebooks, you know, I did like some research and tons of free resources with starting a business, and I sat there more confused, frustrated, anxious, and overwhelmed than ever before. Taking action caused me more anxiety and frustration when I tried to do it all on my own. Okay, I believe it was Socrates or Aristotle, one of the two, who said, a truly wise man admits he knows nothing at all. You don't know it all, my friend. Okay, again, I say this in a loving way, but you don't know it all. I don't know it all, right? When I started a business, I didn't know shit about a business. I'm a registered dietitian and a personal trainer who's always worked for large health clubs. So I hired somebody who knew about business. When I started writing and doing Instagram captions and really getting into it, I didn't know shit about writing. I thought I was a good writer, but I wasn't. So I hired one of the best writers ever to teach me how to write better and improve, instead of wasting the time and trying to figure it out on my own. So action's good, and just taking any action right now is the best move. So start with free resources and do all that. But then soon enough to really like play like a professional, to go from amateur to playing like a professional in whatever your goals may be, you need to hire somebody. You will never, ever, ever get there on your own in a short time period. Yeah, sure. If you spend the next 60 years of your life trying to figure it out, I'm sure you'll hit gold soon enough. But I don't know about you. When I'm 80, I sure as hell don't want to be in the like starting points of business or starting points of health and fitness. I want to freaking kick back, get fat, and enjoy my life, okay? Not saying I don't enjoy my life right now, because I do, but you get what I'm saying, okay? So that's your action item coming away from this. I want you to email me or DM me to TonyStephanDietitian@gmail.com, Tony Stephan on Instagram, Facebook. So pick your preference there. Tell me your one action item, okay? And here's another call to action for the serious badass action takers. If you need help with your health and fitness and your nutrition, send me a message. Tell me where you're at. Tell me where you're frustrating. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to sell you a coaching program. I want to see where you're at. If the solution that you need is higher level of accountability and it's a good fit to be in a coaching program, well, I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to diagnose where you're at and then prescribe the solution. Maybe it's not coaching. Maybe it's starting with a free resource. Maybe it's taking some action items on your own. But maybe it's coaching and you will know that. So take the action. Let me know where you're at, okay? Let me know your goals. Reach out to me and take action today. That's all the time I have for you, my friend. If this was beneficial, share it with one friend. Bring me one friend who can benefit from this podcast and go take action. I believe in you. I know you are worth it. I hope you believe in yourself too. We'll talk soon, my friend. Thanks.